The Technology Geeks are brought to you by MajorGeeks.com. MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet, offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Good morning, everybody. I am your host for this hour of technology news and information. Help calls, the phone number 421-9325, and my name is Mike Rayo. Tim Tibbetts is not here. Jim McMahon's not here, but filling in for Jim McMahon is Tim Tibbetts.
Or something like that.
Yeah. You're not in your regular chair.
No, I'm standing
You're over
up
in Jim's spot. This is like, what is it, like you get to get at the grown-up table now for Thanksgiving?
Yep. I got Jim's seat, baby. I'm filling in for him.
Hey, we got a great show coming up today. Major feature, you know, we don't talk to you enough, Tim. We, you know, you're doing the news, and then for the rest of the show, you're just trying to fight off all the practical jokes that Jim plays on you. What we're going to do today is talk all about purchasing a new computer, all the different aspects of the hardware, the processor, everything from the CPU to the CD-ROM, what's the best, what's the worst, what are the differences. We've never really leveraged your considerable knowledge of computer hardware, so we're going to do that today, even though you have a cold.
You better hope I have some considerable knowledge now.
Well, this was your idea, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Tim is going to cover every component of your computer. We've also got, What are we doing?
Well, while you're thinking about that, more importantly, too,
the
reason we're going to do this is we're at the post-Christmas season, meaning
there's
a lot of computer sales before Christmas. There's a lot of gift certificates, you know, for computer hardware. So you got to take into account that people are looking to sell. So now is a good time if you didn't get a computer and you want a computer to start looking into buying one. And we'll cover some very, very basic stuff, the stuff you need to know that I see in all the stores where people are always going through the same questions, and then we'll go just a little bit more advanced, but not too advanced.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to lose me. If you have a computer question or computer problem, give us a call, 421-9325, 421-WFBL. We'll also have a little bit later in our announcements section, which I think we'll do a little early. We've got a big announcement, of course, which has been in the news that Mr. Lister, unfortunately, has gone out of business.
And he's got 2,000 items laying around.
So. Yeah, it's belonging to somebody. But we're going to delve into that. We're going to have an expert on eBay listing and eBay listing services on our show, John Powers, who is the general manager, I believe, of a company called EconoListers, who are still in business and not planning on going bankrupt, to talk all about how to list on eBay and how to use these services safely. Also, we'll talk a little bit about what happened to Mr. Lister and paper poked fun at him yesterday.
That was a good name, too.
Well, it's the name that eBay used for their listing software, and he bought the rights to the name to use it as, in stores.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, he's overextended himself a little bit. It's unfortunate. I'm a businessman. Yep. I can certainly understand his plight. We have, like I said, the Geek of the Week software pick. We're going to have the Silly Website of the Week. Of course, your calls again at 421-9325 if you have a computer question or a problem. But as always, we start the show off with Tim and the news. As soon as...
no music?
There it is.
No intro, no nothing?
We're, you know... It's only the third show of the morning for Gus, so he's not ready yet.
Yeah, his hair looks good, though. To coincide with the release of Intel Core Duo-based systems, Apple has rolled out a new ad campaign featuring the use of Intel CPUs. Apparently, Intel isn't too happy with these new ads, though, which suggests that up until Apple came along, Intel CPUs have been used in boring PCs. television ads. You like that, huh?
That is great.
Apparently, the television ads for its new Mac boasted for years Intel's chips have been trapped inside PC's dull little boxes, dutifully performing dull little tasks. Now the voiceover proclaims the Intel processor will finally be set free to 2% of the market. Anyway, Symantec has confessed to using rootkit technology. According to News.com, they're saying Symantec's spokesperson has admitted to using this rootkit-type feature in Norton SystemWorks to hide a directory so customers wouldn't accidentally delete files. Doesn't sound
like the next Sony. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think people are. This rootkit might be getting a lot of control. I know some of your antivirus stuff keeps your vaults hidden and the likes, just so that you know you don't go in there and start playing around with viruses that it has put into the vault. Due to this vulnerability, Symantec has issued an update for SystemWorks and is strongly recommending users update the software immediately. If you have SystemWorks, you probably already have automatic updates turned on, and you should be golden. So it should basically be a non-issue. Apple has fixed some QuickTime security holes. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
No.
An update to its QuickTime media player that fixes a slew of security problems with the program.
Wait, that's an Apple program. It has security problems?
You beat me to it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm glad you did. Just because I always take shots at it. Just because I go back to the Firefox thing. Everybody started screaming, oh, Firefox is so secure. Well, Firefox's biggest security was that it didn't have ActiveX.
Nobody uses it, too.
Well, no, it got a big chunk of the market now, 10%, but it's a slight false sense of security. You get away from the ActiveX problem, but you don't get away from a lot of the other problems there.
Sure.
And don't be fooled for a minute. QuickTime, they're talking about a whole slew of them. Mended 8 security holes in the media player, flaws that could be exploited to either allow attackers to take complete control or cause the targeted PC to hang indefinitely. my question is, if you have an Apple computer and you have QuickTime on there, then it could crash your computer, take over your computer as well as IBM PC, right?
That's not good. Apparently those processors that are trapped in those dull boxes, they're now going to be trapped in some exciting boxes that still have the same security problems.
So it's all a false sense of security to me. AMD has launched their top-spec Athlon 64 FX60. That's a mouthful, huh? Basically, the bottom line is they're targeting the gaming market with a new dual-core version of its FX high-end processor, the Athlon 64 FX60. It's billed by AMD as the ultimate PC processor for games and those interested in multimedia. To make way for the new arrival, the FX57 is reduced from $1,000 to $827. Yes.
$827 for just the processor?
Just the processor, which is something we'll kind of be getting into when we start talking about buying a computer.
So, when I see those ads on Dell, get a desktop for $550 with a printer and a monitor, it's not this processor then.
No, you're getting ahead of us. We're going to cover that, and this is something people want to keep in mind.
I'm trying to get people excited about
this. This is something people want to keep in mind. The latest high-end processor is $1,200, so it's very, very expensive just for the processor.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So hang in there, and we'll get into that, and we get into the buying the computer segment, and I'm done with you.
You're done with me? I guess that's it for the news. Hey, we're right on time here. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk. We'll talk a little bit about eBay and eBay services. We'll have John Powers on from, I think it's called Econo Listers. If I have the name wrong, he'll be upset because I'm sure he's sitting right now. But I'll correct that when I come back from the break. And, of course, your calls at 421-9325-421-WFBL. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343. 866-815-2343. Or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Look at that computer. Okay, we're back with the next segment of the exciting NatureGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks. I'm your host, Mike Grayo. With me, filling in for Jim McMahon, is Tim Tibbetts.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I was just dancing like Jim does, but I refuse to sing, so I draw the line.
Well, you must enjoy this week because you don't have anybody like, you know, this is a radio show, but you need to know that every time Tim is talking on mic and Jim is here, he's doing something to try to mess him up.
Yep.
He's moving his microphone. He's closing the cover on his computer. I'm waiting for the squirt gun incident.
Yep, I got him good, though. On the Technology Geeks, that's the Technology Geeks. If you go to today's show notes and scroll down, I actually got a couple pictures up for those listening a couple weeks ago when I mentioned I parked real close to his car so he couldn't get in. It ended up being a quarter inch away.
So
it's nice I can finally put pictures up because people are listening going, yeah, uh-huh.
Well,
go take a look at thetechnologygeeks.com. Click on the January 13th show and scroll down. You'll see how close I actually ended up next to his car in the attempt to keep him from getting in his front door.
Yeah, and when you look, you'll see a picture of me standing there in a big black jacket. Just remember the camera adds about 100 pounds. So.
You know, I imagine, that was a good picture for me. My face is half covered.
Yeah, you got the hang loose.
I'm doing that's the rock and roll,
super
baby.
Super symbol. Yeah. It looks like, even in this picture, it looks like you hit his car. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, it does.
It's just hilarious. Okay, hey, coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk all about computers, all the different aspects of computers, help you make a purchasing decision on a computer, upgrading your computer, pretty much just because it's right after Christmas. And
it's a good time to shop.
Good time to shop. Your calls, of course, at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. A little bit later, we'll also have the Geek of the Week software pick. I don't know who's going to do that because Jim does that, and he's not here.
I got you.
But we'll figure it out. We've got our website of the week. And, of course, your calls again at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. On the line right now, we have got John Powers. He is the what's your title there, John?
I'd be the operations manager.
He is the operations manager for EconoListers, and EconoListers is you describe your business.
Basically, we're a eBay trading store, a trading assistant, if you will. We list items for people on eBay. Do all the work for them, all professional digital photography, expert background research, write up my descriptions, we do the listing, we do all the professional packaging and shipping, we ship the items out to buyers, and basically take a small commission off of the sales of the items and pay the buyer or sellers or consigners, if you will.
Okay. So now, as you're probably aware in the news this week, in fact, I think they've run no fewer than three stories on this, including a humorous story making fun of this poor gentleman's business failure. Mr. Lister has gone out of business. And then also we it was reported in the Post Standard today, and I have it on good authority as well, that the owner of Mr. Lister is filing for bankruptcy protection. So that means that the products that are on consignment may be, maybe, I say with a capital M, may be held up in bankruptcy, and you may not be able to get your stuff back right away. What do you know about that, Jen?
I don't know a whole lot about the specific situation surrounding, you know, his business. I know that he was very successful in the past few months. You know, he owned most of the market share for the Central New York area. I've heard various things, which would all be hearsay. You know, but I haven't been involved with him in any personal way, so I couldn't really tell you what it was that, you know, that turned him, you know, in the wrong direction. Other than, you know, there are significant costs and labor costs involved with the business that can bring you down if it's not working. You know, you don't have the right system.
One of the things in the paper that he brought up, John, was that, or that that he was quoted on in the paper in the initial story, was that one of the things that started to become very expensive, or one example that he cited, was the need to answer emails, constantly answer these emails, ask the seller a question emails, I would assume.
Right.
What do you find that that's a big expense, or is there a way to overcome that expense?
It's something that we struggled with as well when we were a young company. You know, when we got started, we had a real big boost in business, and you will get, you know, if you're selling 1,000 items a week, you're going to get 500 to, you know, to 1,000 emails every 2-3 days. So it is a significant issue. We found the best way to avoid lots of emails is just to chalk our descriptions full of information.
Yeah, and lots of pictures too, right?
Right, right. Well, pictures are what are going to sell your items.
Yeah. You know,
we have great pictures, and that's what sells most of our items. But the descriptions, you know, 90% of the questions you get from buyers are things that you could have simply put in the description,
yep.
You know, and could have avoided in the first place. But you're still going to get, you're going to get a lot of emails, and, you know, it can be a time-consuming process. With eBay, these people would much rather communicate with you through email than on the phone or through any other means. So it's kind of a necessary evil, if you will.
Now, how do you how does your service work? If I have you know, I've got something sitting in my front yard, gathering you know, grass is growing through it. Or,
right.
No, you can't really bring anything there. Does it have to have a minimum value?
Right. We try to keep the value between $30, $40, $50 even dollars. Consistently selling on eBay for around that value. We don't want things to go for less than that, only because, you know, with the amount of work we have to put into listing an item and, you know, the fees that we're going to take, it just makes more sense for both parties involved if the items are worth more than that. So normally what we would do is if you were to bring an item into us, we would check completed listings, which are, you know, a history of transactions on eBay. And if that item's getting value, you know, we'd be more than happy to take it for you, but we don't want to, you know, take something that's not going to net you a good return.
Now, how safe is my product at your location? Is it going to be held up in a court somewhere or get stolen?
No, we have insurance protection, you know, so anything,
very good.
Place was to burn down, anything like that, you would be compensated for your item. Too.
How many stores do you have?
We have one location right now.
Where?
Smaller company. Our main goal is customer service. I come from the customer service business, and we try to concentrate on satisfying the customer as much as possible. We have new ownership. Our Wolf and Michelle Caldwell are our new owners, and they've really stressed it as well. But in this business, building a relationship with your sellers, and trust is the most important thing. Being successful in this business, in my opinion.
Now, where are you located, Jen?
We're right on Route 11, 8272, about a quarter mile south of the Route 11 and Route 31 intersection right there.
Right next to the police station.
Not far from it, right next to Computer Outlet.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was next to Computer Outlet.
Yeah, you're next to Computer Outlet.
Here's the building with Computer Outlet, actually.
Yep.
And next to John Deere.
Right across from John Deere.
Right across the street from John Deere. And I think it's like one or two buildings away from the police department. That makes it safe, too.
Sure.
Exactly. And we have police by all the time. They got our eyes. you wouldn't have to worry about, losing your item. All of our items are kept in store. We have, inventory of everything, and anytime something doesn't sell or you want to come pick it up, you have that option. And
cool.
That my main goal is to build trust with the customer base so that they can feel comfortable dropping their items off at our store.
All right, very good, John. And again, the location is out on Route 11 in Cicero, next to the computer outlet. And what's your phone number?
Phone number is area code 315-699-0770. And they can check us out on the web if they want, econolisters.com, econolisters.com. And, of course, we're on eBay under the same name.
Great. I'll add that link to the links mentioned in the show on the Technology Geeks later on.
Okay.
Great. Thank you,
John,
very much.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure. You're welcome. 421-9325-421-WFBL. If you want to become part of the show and have a question or comment, we did take some calls off the air there. T-shirts. You could geek gear.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm going to double check into that. Well, Jim will be back Monday. I can log in and check it out. Basically, what happens is we don't make our own shirts. Jinx does it all.
Sure.
So Jinx makes our shirts, and they ship them out. So we actually order a shirt for you just as if you were ordering it for yourself, except we paid for it. So I'm sure the shirts were ordered. We did have an inventory problem for a while, like the hoodies I know kept selling out. So the people who didn't get their shirts, I know one person didn't get his yet. I will check when I get home and see if I can find out if it had shipped or if it was back ordered. It's not like it's kind of weird. It's not like we come in with a pile of shirts.
Right.
We weren't as prepared for this. This was last minute, or we would have ordered the shirts, shipped them to us,
and brought
them in. I think
this is better. Let them get them online. That way they get the right size. They have their choice of what they want. Now, if somebody wants to buy a T-shirt or any other geek gear, they can go right to
the
website.
Yeah, majorgeeks.com, there's a link that says geekwear. So, but next time we do this, we'll try and be a little more prepared and bring the shirts in, really. I feel better, but I didn't really like the way of doing this, and now one person's still waiting for a shirt, and I'm not real happy about that, so,
He's fine. Jim, if you're out there listening, we're going to get you your shirt.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get your shirt.
421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. Looking at the clock here, we got about a minute. Are you ready for the Geek of the Week software pickup?
Yeah, I can get that. I can bat that out of the park.
Okay.
I've got a nice little tool called Browster. Now, normally I avoid these.
Wait, Browster?
Browster.
It sounds like chicken you'd get from the grocery store.
Sounds like a browser. it's an updated search, and it sits off to the left. So when you go and you search, you now line your mouse over the link, and it pops up a window that shows you the page without having to go there.
Oh,
it
I
is
like that.
Absolutely phenomenal. It's just a very, very cool tool. I was so impressed when I ran it, but you got to have Internet Explorer, which is very common with most of these tools.
Sure.
But it was great. You hit the search, and rather, we've all searched, and your results are like, geez, is that what I want? Is that what I want? Then you're clicking in your back, unless you're using tab browsing. It's just
right.
A real pain. So now you just line your mouse over, and you can actually read the whole web page. It's huge, the size that it pops up, and you can see what it is you want, and then you don't even have to go there, really, if you don't want to. If you can see the information you want, you're done. Otherwise, once you see what you want, you click the link and move forward.
So, and unlike a lot of other search tools, no spyware.
No.
Which most search tools have spyware built in.
Right.
Including Google.
I'm very, very cautious about adding anything that is a toolbar or search related. Very, very cautious. Matter of fact, all toolbars in general at Major Geeks get rejected out of the hand just because they are toolbars. It's just too risky.
Right.
And since toolbars are constantly updated from a server end, you don't really have a lot of control as to it being legit now and spyware a few months later. There's very little reason for toolbars, and people are being flooded with them anyway.
Sure.
Yahoo, Google, not that those are bad. Those are good toolbars, but it's gotten out of control. Now, everybody and their mother has a toolbar. I mean, I've gone to people's houses. They got 3-4 toolbars.
Yeah, they can't even see their web browser window anymore.
I mean, I'm like, what are you doing with all the toolbars? And they just look at me going, I don't know.
I don't know. But, yeah, but the Search Assistant and Star Search and some of these other ones, they're loaded with spyware. Of course, anything you get from MajorGeeks.com, no spyware.
That's what we're hoping.
Okay.
Well, I updated that a while ago, our statement about spyware, because I see a lot of people guaranteeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I update if you read our About Us. Guarantees are just a false promise. If you download a file, a website posts it and says it's spyware free, how can you be sure? There's 5 or 6 hot spyware programs. There's 10 or better really good antivirus programs. Did you scan them with all 16?
No.
Now, did spyware come out this morning that maybe one of these programs didn't detect? How can you be 110% sure when you put that file up that there's no spyware and there's no viruses? You can't do it. And if you're going to promise people and guarantee it, you're a liar.
Right. But at least you're doing the due diligence. You're making an
effort.
That's
the point. Absolutely.
And as soon as it's, if it's ever discovered, it'll be listed immediately.
Oh, yeah. And our users are great to let us know. That's the beauty of it. You know, I get this program has a virus probably once a day, and it's usually a false positive, which is another problem.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know how it is. It's very, very difficult to be sure. So what we do is we run it, we've tested it, we can't find anything. If you see anything, let us know. We'll remove it. We'll retest it. We'll go through a whole, whatever we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting a little bored with the false promises. And now then some of these guys, they're linking out, including us. So if you link to the author, to the best of your knowledge, it was spyware and virus-free when you posted it.
Right.
But is it tomorrow? Are you downloading it every day? Very tricky business.
Well, you know, and I think that's a good thing, though, Tim, because you're always looking at it. You're not taking a piece of software, listing it on your, you're checking it out before you put it up on your site or linking to it. Then you're not saying, oh, we're never going to check this again.
Right.
We're going to keep an eye on it. We've got, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of users of the site, so they're going to tell us if there's a problem, and we're constantly monitoring that.
We've always been straightforward with people, so basically, it's, you know, why should we lie and guarantee you it's spyware and virus-free? Well, how are you going to do that?
Well, you can't, unless you can only, you know, unless you only put 100 things on your site and you watch them every day. You
right,
can't
it's
do
just
that.
Impossible to do. But, you know, as I want to tell people in the About section of our website, you got to just kind of have your spyware, have your antivirus tools ready, and, you know, protect yourself a little bit. But you can feel a little more confident coming through us because you know we've already run it.
Now, the program again is?
It's called
Brewster.
Browster.
Browster. Brewster.
And you can find it on thetechnologygeeks.com. And you'll find that. Just click on today's show notes, the 13th, and there's a link in there.
Okay, 421-9325 is the number to call. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we will talk all about computer hardware with Tim, our computer hardware expert.
I'm here.
Where are you going? You put your coat on.
Like I said, if I'm here.
Oh, no. 421-9325 is the number to call. If you have a question, we'll do our feature when we come back. We still have the website of the week and, I don't know, some other stuff. We'll think of some other things to do. Right, Gus? It's just me and Gus now. He just left. I don't know what happened. Well, stay tuned. When we come back, maybe Tim will be here, maybe he won't. We'll find out together. 421-9325. Call in. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Is that monthly internet bill starting to really break the bank? When you can surf the internet for $9.95, why would you ever pay more? That's right. At USA DataNet, you get unlimited internet access for only $9.95. There's no setup fees, you get unlimited email addresses, and a high-speed dial-up connection. With USA DataNet, you receive the same fast, reliable internet service you get with a big-name provider, but for a fraction of the cost. And those aren't the only features USA DataNet offers. There are no contractual commitments, and USA DataNet provides a friendly, full, technical support team to answer any of your questions. So now, you can get the same internet for a much better deal. Go to usadatanet.com to sign up today. See for yourself why so many people are turning to USA DataNet for their internet service. Don't delay and keep throwing your money away. Go to usadatanet.com and join today. USA DataNet, the same internet for a much better deal.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major, Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
M-A-
we're back with the second half of the exciting and ever informative MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks. I'm your host, Mike Rao. With me in the studio is Tim Tibbetts filling in for Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
And then nobody's filling in for you.
Nope.
Right? Okay. We got Gus working the boards over here. And taking your calls, because Mel's out on assignment today. 421-9325 is the number to call if you have a computer question or a problem and want to become part of the show. But right now we're going to talk about computer hardware and what's what with computer hardware. And everybody likes to start with the processor. Is that the right place to start?
No.
Okay. So
thank you.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't, you know, everybody focuses on, well, I got this many megahertz and I got this many gigahertz and I got that. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Well, remember when you, what the people do is they compare benchmarks. And you'll see people saying, well, you know, Microsoft Word opens this fast. This program opens this fast. If you go down a couple notches in processor, the question you have to ask yourself is, do you care if Microsoft Word opens in 4.3 seconds or 4? And how much does that bother you? My suggestion in processor is look and see what the fastest processor on the market is and go backwards two or three.
Right, and save money.
Yeah, the highest processor is obviously the most expensive. The next one down obviously has been knocked down in price because of the highest processor, and down and down and down the spiral goes. Stepping back a few notches is not a big deal. And again, this is what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about price. That's what you're looking at. If you're going to buy a $400 or $500 computer, the newest, hottest video card on the market is $600, $700. Mm-hmm. So the newest processor is $1,000. If you buy a $400 computer, they're skimping everywhere.
Somewhere, yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Video card, hard drive, CD drives, sound card, probably a mini form case, a real small case.
Small form.
So usually, you know, but you can, I've got my wife a $400 computer, a refurbished e-machine. With the NVIDIA Enforce board on it. It's
aren't a you nice, a generous husband?
It's a nice machine. Well, you couldn't beat it for the price for what she does. So I'm not saying that you can't get a decent machine. If you're going to just surf the web, maybe play with photos, that's what she does. She does greeting cards on and stuff like that. It's been a great machine for $400 refurbished. I think TigerDirect.com I picked it up at. But you really, I think Dell's got machines this weekend, $500 with a free 15-inch flat panel.
Can't beat it.
No. I mean, not for your basic surfing, but if you want to make sure that you have an upgradable machine, you might want to play some games or do some different things, you've really got to get into the $800-$900 range.
Right.
And don't forget that we're talking up to $3,000 for a high-end boutique gaming machine. But if you've got the money, and this is what I was saying about simplifying it, if you've got the money in the $800-$900 range, we'll get you a decent computer that you can upgrade and has decent components in it. So you can break it down to price.
Yeah, what I do a lot, Tim, if I'm looking, somebody's looking for a budget machine, if it has a burner in it, because they're going to use, you know, what are you going to use it for, I think is a very important thing. You know, if you're not a gamer, well, I'm going to use it for business. I want to put Office on it or Work Perfect Office on it. Okay. You need a little bit more RAM than the budget machines offer. What else? Well, you know, I take things back and forth to work. Okay. So you got to have a CD burner on it. Most of them come with that.
Right.
And then you've got to have you know, internet access or a network card. Don't really need a modem anymore, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I usually just have them up, increase the RAM, and they've got a pretty good computer. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing. My kid's computer is an eMachines computer that I paid like $390 for,
right.
And that's with upgrades. I put stuff in it.
Right.
They were very, very affordable computers in their day. Now, Gateway, I think, bought them out.
Yeah, I was in Staples. A guy was looking at computers, and the guy was, and there was nobody helping him at that time, and I started chatting with him. And he's looking at a machine that's got 500 megs of RAM. It's a decent machine. I said, what do you want to do? Well, surf the web, get my email. I said, you going to play with pictures? I probably will. Video, I can see that happening. And well, 512 megs isn't enough. When you boot Windows up with your antivirus and your basic tools, start your web browser, your email, you're using over 256 megs of RAM already. And usually computers come in these configurations, 256 megs, 512 megs, or 1 gig.
Yeah,
512 is the most common. 256 is the most common on a low-end system.
Budget
system. It's not enough, period. The way to go now is to get 1 gig of RAM, just to make sure that you've got it covered because RAM is cheap.
And it solves a lot of problems. People who have, you know, my computer suddenly slow, my computer freezes up a lot, this program doesn't work right. RAM solves most of the... often these are inefficiencies in either installed software or the operating system due to installed software.
Right.
And with a lot of RAM in your computer, kind of overcomes all of those things.
Sometimes in these lower-RAM machines, too, they have chips with less cache on board, meaning you're going to need more memory on board. So we're right back to the memory issue again. Rather than get complicated with everybody, I think AMD calls theirs the Sempron.
Yep, AMD Sempron, and what's
Intel calls theirs the Celeron.
I don't like that.
So when you're near to ice, I don't like them because of what they are. Yeah. They're a budget entry level chip. They might be okay, but if you see a Celeron or a Sempron chip and it has 256 megs on board, you're in big, big trouble.
Yeah, it'll barely boot, which means anytime you want to use it for anything, it's going to be slow.
Right. So these are the things you got to watch out for. You know, having a gig of RAM, how much you're going to spend. We have another link on the Technology Geeks to ABS PC. I don't think they sell a machine for under $700 or $800. I think that's their entry level. I know Jim just picked up one there. I've had four or five of them from them. A very good, solid company. Never had any problems with them. But you know, you got to pay for it.
But still, that's a reasonably affordable price.
Right. Yep. So you got to watch out for again on some of these budget machines. Your video will be on board, which I don't mind too much because NVIDIA now makes some nice boards, the Enforce boards they call them, which is what the E machines have.
Right.
So you've got a nice onboard, decent NVIDIA video card. NVIDIA and ATI are the big players in the market. Anybody else, you're probably going to be in trouble. The Intel graphic cards. You think if you get an Intel video card, hey, I got Intel. No, you just got the worst video card on the market. They've been laughed at since, well, the day they put it out.
So the Intel chipset video is bad.
Anything that's video that says Intel on it's bad.
Okay.
I've seen them have trouble drawing web pages. So basically, NVIDIA and ATI are the two that you want. If you have onboard video, do you have an extra slot? Should that video card break, you lose your motherboard. But if you've got the extra slot, you can always plug another video card in, which is nice to look for.
Well, while we're talking about video, I want to do digital photography. That's a very popular thing, or maybe even digital video. But let's just talk about digital photography, because just about anybody with a computer has probably got a digital camera,
sure,
too. The standard video cards that come with these computers may or may not be good enough.
You can probably pull it off. With the ATI and NVIDIA, I have no problem. The Intel stuff would probably do that stuff fine, too. I've seen some trouble actually rendering some web pages here and there, so you may run into some glitches. Video, I'd hate to see you running video on them, on the Intel cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's just not worth skimping in that area.
Where can I upgrade there? If I buy I already have a computer, or I have a budget computer, and I want to do, you know, I'm not professional photography, but let's say I wanted, you know, I got an 8-megapixel camera, I'm going to look at a lot of pictures, I want them to draw quickly, or I've got video. Where's a good place to go?
Well,
price wise
for video cards?
Yeah.
Well, you always want to go online. I mean, you're going to get your best deals there. You can shop in various places. Tiger Direct as well, which I mentioned, does, you can get them through them. And of course, places like the Computer Outlet carries them. Best Buy, CompUSA, they all sell them as well. And they usually have the hottest new cards as well. So you can pretty much go anywhere you want, depending whether you need installation or not.
Okay, so just to recap here before we move forward, on a processor, especially if you're buying a budget system, if you see Sempron or Celeron, try to avoid it if you can. If you can't, make sure you got more than enough RAM, half a gig or a gigabyte of RAM is what you recommend.
Bare minimum on those, which is kind of weird when you think about it, because what they're doing is they're cutting money on the computer with the chip. And then they cut money again with the RAM, which you need to make up for the slow chip.
Right.
So you need to put the money that you saved on the processor back into the RAM. So figure that one out and let me know if anybody make any sense out of that. So basically avoid those two chipsets.
Yeah.
I think Intel right now, I think they have the Extreme Edition. What else? They got the Pentium D. You can look for those. Those are decent.
Let's talk about 64-bit and dual-core chips. The Athlon's got the Palomino chip.
Yep.
And Pentium's got the dual-core chip. These are the top-of-the-line chips, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Is it worth it now? What's the advantage of getting something like that now?
Depends on what you're doing. Usually they target, as you heard in the early news story, the high-end chips are usually targeted for gamers.
Sure.
From the get-go. Because if you look at your computer and you say, I need this brand-new $1,200 chipset, what do you need to run that fast? The newest cutting-edge 3D games. Microsoft Word don't care. Your graphic editing program don't care. It's not going to make that much of a difference, which is, again, why we said, find the hottest chip, step back three. There's where your bargains are.
Okay, great.
Two or three.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about sound cards, displays, which is a very important thing. People skip on those, and that's what your window into your computer is. Drives, hard drives and CD-ROMs, DVDs, dual-layer, high definition maybe. I don't know. We did that last week. So when we come back, we'll cover all those components and your calls at 421-9325. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 00111000100.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the Computer Outlet. The Computer Outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy at upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
It is all about the Pentiums here on MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks, but not the Semperens or Celerons.
Or the Macintosh Intel.
Oh, yeah. It's been liberated. The liberated Intel chip in the Macintosh computer. That's absolutely insane. Joining me, that voice you hear is Tim Tibbetts. I'm Mike Rayo. Gus working the board, taking a call, 421-9325. We were talking about processors. Make sure you upgrade your RAM. Gig is great. 512 meg is the minimum. So when you see that $400 computer there, make sure you add, or $500 computer, make sure you add the next best thing that you need, so we don't run out of time. I think the next most important thing, it's not next on my list, is displays.
Absolutely. You've got to get into the LCDs now. The big, bulky, large monitors are pretty much, should be considered a thing of the past. The prices have come down, we've discussed this on previous shows, to where it's just simply affordable, and a lot of times free with companies like Dell, or they will give you a great deal when you buy a system. So there's just no reason not to have it. I mean, you've got more viewing size. If you buy a 19-inch flat panel, you're getting a 19-inch screen. If you buy a 19-inch traditional monitor, you're getting usually 18 inches viewable. So you get more viewable, It's just easier on the eyes, and there's just no reason not to go that route.
And general pricing, again, the CRTs aren't rare enough that they're more expensive, but that will happen soon, that a CRT will become more expensive than a flat panel. Why do we even still need a CRT? Well, a couple of things you want to be aware of. LCD monitors, if you're playing games, got to have a certain refresh rate.
Yeah, but they're all coming down now to where it's pretty much... Even the new 30-inch monitor that Dell just put out, LCD, has a low enough refresh rate. You need $2,200 for it. Trust me, I was probably one of the first ones to find out it was out for sale, and probably the first one to decide I couldn't afford that. But even the refresh rate on that, somewhere around 10, I think. I'd have to look. I don't remember. I thought it was 10 milliseconds, which is fine. That's slowly, and I'm excited about that, in the last year becoming a thing of the past, because that was a huge, huge issue. But they're finally all coming down on the refresh rates where it's, except for maybe some of the really low-end stuff, shouldn't be a problem.
And then contrast ratio is another deficiency in LCD displays. So you want to be over 350 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over 400 or 500 to 1 is great. When you get much above that, it's really hard to tell the difference with the human eye. There's a lot of experts on this stuff, too, so don't be afraid to go into a store and ask people questions, because the clerks... know this, there's a huge crossover between television and video monitors in this area, so there are a lot of people who can help give you good advice as to what's the right thing to buy. And you can get I get pretty good monitors for business, 17, 15 and 17 inch flat panels for under $200.
Right.
They're very, very inexpensive.
Yep. So about CD drives, you want to watch out for those. Now, the big thing is most of your DVD drives will read and write regular CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So the ultimate configuration would be a dual-layer DVD, because that's coming up as the next big thing, where you can write to both sides of a single DVD.
Right.
And if you can afford it, and it's actually very cheap, it could be as cheap as another $40, a second DVD player, so that you could have just a read-only player, so in case you wanted to copy from CD to CD or DVD to DVD.
No. Who would want to copy DVD?
People for backup purposes. Much.
Yes, okay.
It's very important. And along that same lines as hard drives, I think 80-gig drives are about phased out now, and probably about as low-end as you can get. You're going to find a lot of 160-gig drives. 80 gigs is a nice minimum for your basic stuff. I think I currently run a couple of 160s. I keep a backup on one drive and everything live on the other, which is we've also mentioned before.
See, now I'm a database developer, and I use my computer mostly for business. I also have photographs on it, although I have an external 60-gig drive that I keep a lot of my photos and things like that. But I do database development. I have Microsoft Office and have tons of databases on there that I've developed for different people. I only have a 40-gig drive in my computer, and it's nowhere near full.
Right.
So 80, I mean, for the typical user, unless, well, you know, kids with their MP3, I think it's going to take up a lot of space.
But we're big on multimedia now. As you said, almost everybody has a digital camera. You're taking pictures that can be anywhere from 1 to 5 megs a picture.
Right.
I've got 3 years of photos on my backup drive.
Yeah, I put them on DVD. I don't want to lose them.
I like to gamble. I should back them up. And then some MP3s and stuff. So you can take up a lot of space. And if you're going to start playing around with video, man, you better have a couple 160-gig drives, because it'll eat up space like it was going out of style.
But they're very inexpensive today, and that's important for people to understand. Having a DVD burner is nice. DVDs cost 50 cents a piece now.
Right.
And that's 4 gigs on a dual layer. You can get over 7 gigabytes on it.
You just made the point of this whole thing. Everything is cheap if you know what you're doing. You don't need to have the newest, hottest stuff, and you can get a system for a decent price. Pretty much anywhere you want. And not to forget, laptops have come down to the sub-$1,000 price range for nice laptops, $800 to $900. For a decent laptop, so if you got something where you need to move it around from place to place, or you just, you know, you need the portability, or you just don't have the space to put these gigantic desktops, some of these towers are huge. I've seen some great laptops in the $800 to $900 range. It'll play games.
Yeah, I've seen, some laptops with XP Pro on them for business from Acer, and you know, 15.5 inch with a DVD burner in
right
it, $699.
Like,
this is unbelievable. HP Compact is
this laptop. Thing. My buddy bought one just like this, $899 with a slightly slower processor, slightly less RAM. That's a great price. 15 inch widescreen. It's got the video card to play the game, so don't forget that either. But price is very, very important to watch out for.
Hey, let's go to Mike in Baldwinsville. Mike's got a question about, what is your question? Because I can't read Gus's wonderful handwriting there.
Hi, guys. My question is concerning spyware or maliciousware.
Oh, sure. Malware.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Malware.
Okay. Yeah, malware, okay. And my son downloaded something a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. And then after he did, next thing you know, we get this program on our computer. It's called SpyX.
Oh, no. All right. I'm going to cut you off here. It's a real easy answer, tough solution. You're not going to like it. Go to our forums on MajorGeeks.com. SpyX is the number one monster out there. So don't blame your kid. They're hitting everybody. Yeah. And it's a vicious. It's probably down in your taskbar telling you have spyware when you boot up, right?
Yes.
Yep. It's a nightmare. Go to our forums. There are tutorials there to remove it. It would take me probably 3 hours to go over this with you on the phone just to warn you in advance what you're heading for. It's a nightmare to remove. If you have nothing valuable on there, you might just want to
reinstall. I had one. I got hit. One of my clients, lucky one guy with a laptop, he got hit with it right at work. You know, all of a sudden the machine goes absolutely nuts. And we backed up what we could. Cleaned that off, you know, burned it somewhere where it was safe, cleaned it off, and then we just did a reinstall, Mike.
I just wish I could tell you to scan with AdWare and it'll go away, but it's not going to be that easy. So hit the MajorGeeks.com support forums, go to the malware forum, and take a look in there. Some tutorials. If you get stuck, register and ask us. We got a whole bunch of guys that work in there like crazy for free, and they will fix you up.
Oh, who would help me?
The guys on our forums at MajorGeeks.com.
Forums, okay.
You just look for the word support forum on our front page, click on that, and look for the malware forum.
Okay.
And I and or the guys on the forums will get you through this.
All right.
But it's a tough one, buddy, so get ready.
All right. Thanks, Mike, for the call. 421-9325 is the number to call.
That thing is vicious.
It is. I was waiting to see who would get hit with it. One person. I felt very lucky.
Case in point. Go to a friend's house to repair it. I've run the spyware scans, away from safe mode, full antivirus. I got hijack this, all advanced stuff.
Right.
Removing stuff with hijack this, add remove programs. I did everything. I reboot, hey, it's gone. Ran the computer around a little bit, did a little this, a little that. I got home, they called me back, it's back. Right. And I know what I'm doing, I think.
Sometimes.
Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe that's the problem.
No, it's not with that particular program. Some, on occasion, this stuff comes out, and the programs that are designed to protect it don't do a good, you know, they don't catch it soon enough.
That's the problem. Back in the day, if you do a radio show, somebody calls up and says, I got this error, yeah, do this. That doesn't work anymore. Not with this stuff. You can't fix this stuff. I wish I could. There's nothing you can fix over the air anymore. I've spent 2 to 3 hours on average trying to repair these things. And if you check our forums, like I said, you'll read through there. Read through some of the problems people have had and the time they spent. We got threads in there where they've had to respond 20, 30 times to get people to get everything cleaned up. It's tough stuff.
Hey, listen, thanks for the knowledge on the computer equipment, what to buy, what not to buy, what the bare minimums are that you need. Listen to this replay of the show. It should be up on the site today, tomorrow morning at the latest. If you want to get this or if you want to say, hey, you know, they had a great show about this, listen in. You can go right to our website and listen to previous shows. Also, this link I'm about to give you now, all the greatest things that you can do.